Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The San Francisco Giants, as the Mets now fall back 9 games under .500 again. They're 45-54 on the season. Let's get the thoughts of the Mets manager. It's Mickey Callaway. It is presented by Citi.
Mickey, obviously any loss, any series loss is tough, but just how much more difficult is a series like this to have three losses in that way?
Yeah. You know, you win one of them, you go home 6-3 on the road trip, and you're feeling really good about yourself going into the off day. It's tough. You know, three extra inning games, and you can't get it done.
That pitch by Gesellman, it didn't look like it was a bad pitch. Were you surprised that that got out?
I was, you know, especially who hit it. He stayed on it well, got it up in the air to the right part of this ballpark, and it just kept on going. You know, we've seen it over and over again. Balls keep on traveling.
How would you evaluate the road trip overall?
Yeah, 5-4. It's better than we've been. It could have been a lot better, and we wanted it to be a lot better. Yeah, I mean, the pitching staff in general has been lights out since the All-Star break. I'm sure we're leading in ERA almost probably as starters and relievers. So that's a positive going into the off day and going home against San Diego. Now we got to, you know, just get our offense a little more consistent. We've done a good job of scoring some runs here and there, and then we kind of go cold. So we'll take the off day, come back, and try to get the job done against San Francisco.
Mickey, we saw
San Diego.
Mickey, we saw you talking to Diaz a little bit after that inning, just 11 pitches. Were you discussing whether or not he felt like he could go back out?
He was going to go back out if we took the lead. 11 pitches, he's feeling really good. We have the day off tomorrow. One of the reasons we pitched him in a tie game. So he was going to go back out if we took the lead.
For the whole inning?
Yeah.
Why not tie
game? You know, at that point, the other guys are going to have to get it done anyway because we won't pitch them for three. So if we take the lead, somebody else is going to have to get the job done. That was the thinking there.
When you say that you would have put him back out there for a full inning, I mean, you've been very hesitant to do that in the past. Is it the situation in the season you guys are in, the point in the season, or the fact that, like you said, it was 11 pitches and then an off day tomorrow?
Yeah, I felt like that would have been a big win. The off day tomorrow, he's had a couple days off. 11 pitches were very stress-free, so we felt comfortable doing that there and that he'd get through it healthy.
Has there been any common link with the offense's cold periods this weekend in your mind?
No. There really hasn't been. It's always tough to know why. We hit some balls hard. You know, we hit some balls to right field that if one of them sails over the right fielder's head, you'll probably score a run in this ballpark because it clanks around. You might get a triple. You at least get a double. And he was just catching every one of them, you know, kind of right at the wall. So a lot of times when the offense goes cold, it's because you're hitting it at them. I felt, you know, a couple of these games that we didn't score many runs, we hit the ball hard right at people.
Best you've seen Matt in a while.
Yeah, so Matt, he threw the ball great. Under control, not letting anything bother him. It seems like he's turning the corner. It's really good to see.
How did Wheeler do with his bullpen?
He came out of it well. Obviously, we got to wait and see how he feels tomorrow. If he feels good tomorrow, we got to figure out when to plug him in or if he needs to face hitters before we plug him in.
Some of the guys seemed especially frustrated after their at-bats, like Alonzo, McNeil, and even Conforto at the end. Do you think that was because of the strike zone or just frustration because of their cold bats?
Yeah, I think it's because we hadn't been scoring runs, you know, and when you can see it happening, like you're over, we're about to play extra innings again. We've already played a bunch of innings against these guys, and, I'm sure they're frustrated that we hadn't scored as many runs as we like except for last night.
What
When you say face batters potentially, does that mean rehab game or?
No, it'd probably be some kind of sim game, but we'd have to communicate with them and go from there.
Sim game and then a 5-day build up to a
start. Yeah, I'm not sure at this point.